Our final reflection of Scripture today is from Isaiah chapter 11, where the prophet proclaims these words, "A shoot shall come forth from the stump of Jesse, a branch shall go out from the roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord." You know, as the prophet proclaims there that a stump shall spring forth, the shoot of Jesse, I'm reminded when I think of a stump being a sign of desolation in many ways, a symbol of lostness, a loss of life for a tree that once had been vibrant and produced fruit has been reduced to just dwelling above the surface of the earth, a mere stump. That's the imagery that the prophet talks about of the desolation known by the house of Israel. When the people of Israel became a nation, back in the year 1000 BC, before Christ, 1000 years, the monarchy became divided around 930, where there was a northern kingdom and a southern kingdom. And then about 200 years later, both nations were in desolation. Isaiah was a prophet, one who wrote and spoke of the relationship of the people Israel with their God in heaven. And he said, "We have become like a stump. We have not produced fruit. We're no longer bringing forth life as a vibrant tree. No, we have been cut down. We've turned from God." That was the message of Isaiah. But Isaiah also spoke of the stump in this way. He said, "From this stump, from this depths of death, God can even then, through the miracle of His grace, bring forth life." You know, very personal to Manya and me, that story of a stump bringing forth life in our very first home in Faulkner. We had these lovely Bradford pear trees that adorned the creek bank just outside of our house. And one day we noticed that one of our Bradford trees was down. Bradford pears was down. I went out there and inspected, and I realized that it had had some help. One of our local neighborhood beavers had taken down our Bradford pear. And then over the next several days, one by one, each tree would be lopped off, carved off. We thought our Bradford pears were gone forever. But you know what? Within a few years, those stumps that were just above the ground had brought forth a shoot from the roots of that plant and once again produced fruit. They found new life. Not by anything I did or Manya did, but by being growed in the love and gift from above. Surely that is the sign and symbol that the prophet is saying to the people of Israel and saying to us as people of God. Maybe there are times that we as a church, a family, a nation, or as an individual, perhaps we feel like the stump at times of Jesse, that we have drifted away, that we're no longer bringing forth life in our faith. But friends of the faith, know this, the promise of Christ, the promise of the eternal, the sermon of Advent, it is that our Lord will return, that God is with us, Emmanuel. And through the Messiah, we too shall live and live forever in fruit and glory. Let's pray. God, we give you thanks for this season of Advent that reminds us that you will return in glory. And that when your kingdom comes, you will spring forth life, even from a broken, dead stump. Glory, love, and joy shall reign forever. That's the promise of Jesus as our Savior. We proclaim His glory during this season and every season of our life. In His holy name we pray. Amen.